Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he doesn't regret how he's handled the issue of a royal commission into the Bondi terror attack. Mr. Albanese has announced a royal commission into the attack after weeks of resisting the idea. Former High Court Virginia Bell will be the royal commissioner, and the commission will report back by the one-year anniversary of the attacks in December. Mr. Albanese claims he couldn't agree to a royal commission immediately because there were several competing issues to consider, such as the New South Wales government's now abandoned royal commission and the upcoming criminal trial of one of the alleged perpetrators of the attack. But he has told the Seven Network he has listened to community concerns and taken the time to do things properly.
But I understand, because I've listened, that grieving families and others in the Jewish community wanted a broader consideration of the issue of anti-Semitism, how we deal with it. People in the community as well wanted to deal with social cohesion. And we've done that with a proper announcement, with proper terms of reference.
This comes as opposition leader Susan Lee says federal ministers should be forced to testify at the Royal Commission into the Bondi terror attack. Authorities in Iran have restricted internet and telephone access amidst the ongoing protests in the country. Internet monitoring organisation NetBlox is reporting a total outage of the country's main internet provider in the western province of Kermanshah, and residents in other parts of the country are reporting restrictions. Reza Pahlavi, the son of the last Shah of Iran, who was overthrown in the 1979 Islamic Revolution, has called on more people to join the protests, which have been triggered by a deepening economic crisis. At least 38 people have been killed in clashes with authorities since the protests began 11 days ago. Australian researchers have discovered microscopic life forms living inside tree bark that could be crucial to fighting the effects of climate change. The tiny microbes consume gases, including methane, which is a big driver of global warming. It was already known they existed in soil, but this is the first time they've been confirmed as living in trees, especially the paper bark tree. That means there are a lot more microbes worldwide than first thought. The study authors, led by Bob Lung from Monash University and Luke Jeffrey from Southern Cross University, studied 80 different Australian species over 5 years. And in football, Melbourne City player Medin Memeti will remain available for selection for Sunday's match against Newcastle while he's investigated for an alleged racial slur. Memeti and Brisbane Roar striker Justin Vidic were part of a melee at the end of game between their respective teams on Tuesday night. Memeti, who is of Albanian background, is accused of calling Vidic, who is of Serbian background, a gypsy, which is a term that has racially derogatory connotations in the Balkan region. In 2017, City goalkeeper Dean Bouzanis received a 5-match suspension for using that term against an opponent during a match. That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett.